Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of November 2017, and this is the 702nd Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm a bit warm, I have to say. It's meltingly hot. It's now 5 o'clock and it's beginning to come down. Maybe the temperature's coming down, but the humidity is rising. And so it's about 30 at the moment. And I'm hoping it's not going to be too hot to cave tonight because we put it off from Tuesday. So that's where I'm at today. It's actually been quite a good day for working. I went into the shed early this morning. Oh, not early. That's a complete lie. I actually went up to Knocklofty. I did the loop, the summit loop. So a couple of hours of walking. It was pretty hot and sticky, but it was fine. And then I came home and I was working in the shed. And there's something about having a dedicated separate space that is really helpful. I go into that shed and I don't think about doing anything other than writing. Whereas I come into my living room where I've been writing and the kitchen's just next door. And I feel more internet connected, even though that's not true. I guess I use this space for a lot of different things. And if I can keep the space in the shed just for writing, just for novel writing, in fact, not for email writing or any of those other things, I think that'll get me a better focus. So it certainly worked this morning and I hope it'll work again, especially during the surge. I also spent an hour and a half at the cafe and did some writing, making notes for tonight's cave, just trying to work out what scene I'm going to be working on. I've been jumping about. It's all sort of in the last third, but I keep jumping into a scene in order to find out where it's going, and then I need to backtrack and write a scene from earlier on. And the only way I seem to be able to manage this is actually by writing the scene. I don't seem to be able to figure it out or kind of strategically work out what I need to do. So as long as I keep writing, I will eventually get there, even though it may seem like an awfully long-winded way of writing a book. May not just seem, it is a very long-winded way of writing a book, but it's obviously how I do it. So I'm feeling good about my writing today. I'm also feeling quite good about how I've managed this heat so far. I'm not sure whether I'll have time, but I wouldn't mind having a cold shower before the cave starts. But I've actually got talking to my sister in 40 minutes, and I also need to eat and tidy, so it is a slightly crammed little period of time in a temperature which is more conducive to aimlessly wandering about, trying to find a cool spot. I do miss my cat Boo, who was very, very good at finding cool places to lie. Anyway, I must not lie at the moment. I must get on with things. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you can manage your environment one way or another, either manage it by embracing it or manage it through heating or cooling or by going to a different environment which is more conducive. I'm going to keep this short today because because of these other things I'm planning to do. I hope that you've had a good day, as I mentioned, and that you will have a good day if you haven't started it yet. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. I don't mean that, actually. I mean talking to you again on Saturday. And next week, I will not be podcasting because I'll be doing the surge. So Saturday will be it for a week. All the best to you for now, and as I said, I will talk to you again on Saturday.